Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 25th of May, the 145th day of 2026, giving us a substantial 220 days to work with on our way to 2027. Today is Memorial Day, which the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs tells us is the nation's foremost annual day to mourn and honor its deceased servicemen and women. Originally called Decoration Day, it was formalized by a Memorial Day order issued by Grand Army of the Republic Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan in 1868. The modern proclamation calls on Americans to observe Memorial Day by praying, according to their individual religious faith, for permanent peace. The VA's Memorial Day history webpage also includes some lines from two poets, Maine's Henry Wadsworth Longfellow and one of America's first influential black poets, Paul Laurence Dunbar, whose father, Joshua Dunbar, was a former slave who served in the U.S. colored troops during the Civil War. From Longfellow's Decoration Day, published in the 1882 issue of The Atlantic magazine, we have the closing. "Your silent tents of green we deck with fragrant flowers. Yours has the suffering been, the memory shall be ours." And from Dunbar's 1896 Ode for Memorial Day, we have "Flowers of charity, peace and devotion, bloom in the hearts that are empty of strife. So with the singing of peons and chorals, and with the flag flashing high in the sun, place on the graves of our heroes the laurels which their unfaltering valor has won." Among my mother's and father's ancestors are many veterans, all of them originally European, dozens of whom would become American citizens and serve in the U.S. military. Of course, the notion of holding public observances to honor veterans who have died is more than a couple of millennia old, with Thucydides' History of the Peloponnesian War providing a famous 5th century BC speech known as Pericles' Funeral Oration, a piece which Abraham Lincoln's mid-19th century Gettysburg Address resembles in distinct ways. More than a few of my veteran friends readily admit that engaging in combat has been among the most exciting times of their lives, but they also render some important qualifiers. For example, how one survives has a lot to do with the general value of the experience. Much of the planet realizes that life is a struggle. Most religions are based on this tenet. At the 11th hour, our strengths tend to shine forth. For me, this past week began with an attempted ransomware attack perpetrated by some bungling hackers who professed to be at Apple headquarters in Cupertino, California, but didn't know that was in the Silicon Valley. The party soon included a burgeoning spectrum broadly ranging from the local police department to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3.gov. As the week progressed, the serendipity of daily events frequently provided pleasant relief, such as meeting Jean and her husband and their horses Kit and Dan from Herman, the four of them readying for a ride across the back of the UMaine campus to the Witter Farm. Jean tells me Kit is a tranquil mare, not being bothered by much, such as the often frequent bicycle traffic on the carriage roads of Mount Desert Island. Soon we'll have the beginning of the magic 100 days, as local tourist trap retailers used to call the span of time from Memorial Day to Labor Day, but from where I'm sitting at the edge of a field of buttercups, the flora is feeling better than the fauna. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Ralph Waldo Emerson, Blind Tom Wiggins, Bill Bojangles Robinson, Elsa Maxwell, Igor Sikorsky, Robert Ludlum, Beverly Sills, Ian McKellen, Leslie Uggams, Connie Selica, Helen Terry, Mike Myers, Anne Heche, and Cillian Murphy. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1895, Irish poet and dramatist Oscar Wilde was convicted of, quote, "committing acts of gross indecency with certain male persons," close quote, and subsequently would serve most of a 2-year sentence at Reading Jail, which became the subject of his final work, The Ballad of Reading Jail, and its fine introductory lines. He did not wear his scarlet coat, for blood and wine are red, and blood and wine were on his hands when they found him with the dead. Today in 1935, American baseball player Babe Ruth hit the 714th and last home run of his career. Today in 1961, President John F. Kennedy, in a speech before Congress, made what would become one of his most famous remarks, pledging that by the end of the decade, the U.S. would land a man on the moon. Today in 1969, Midnight Cowboy was released in theaters and would go on to become the only X-rated film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture. And today in 2020, George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man, was killed during an arrest by police officer Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The killing generated enormous support for the Black Lives Matter movement, which became the largest protest movement in American history. Heavenward in the South Sky tomorrow night and the night after, our waxing gibbous moon will appear to be keeping close company with Spica, the brightest star in the constellation Virgo the Maiden. And on Thursday and Friday evenings in the southeast sky, our waxing gibbous moon will be shining near the red star Antares from the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion and the bright star Zubin-el-Ganubi from the constellation Libra the Scales. Saturday night in the southeast sky, we'll have our full blue moon, the second full moon to have occurred this month. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Wasala with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 10th week of spring, the 22nd week of 2026, the last week of May, and wishing everyone a good Memorial Day. Keep the faith.